Our next guest, one of the newest members of the Calgary Flames. He was acquired in trade for James Neal a few weeks ago. Milan Lucic on the program. Milan, how are you doing? Milan, are you there? How are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing good.
Good, man. Where do we find you today? What's going on?
I spend my summers down here in Los Angeles. After I played here with the Kings, me and my family really enjoyed it down here. And after the last three winters in Alberta, you know, it's nice to get away and come down to the beach in the sunshine. So this is where we choose to spend our off season.
Awesome. Yeah, it feels like most guys that play in L.A. find a way to hang around in L.A. if it's an off season or if it's after the career or maybe it's moving into the organization. A bunch of former players run that that team now, it seems.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a lot of guys that, like you said, that spend their summertime here. And, you know, after spending the last few summers down here, it's hard not to keep coming back, that's for sure.
What was the lead up to the trade like for you? I know it had been a frustrating tenure with the Oilers. Clearly, you know, there was a lot of expectations for that group and only one trip to the playoffs in the last 13 years. That is something. You weren't around for all of that, but was there a sense of relief? And what was the conversation like when this started to sound like it could be a possibility?
Yeah, you know, I think the main thing for me was once I was approached about, you know, for the trade to happen, there was a lot of conversations. I talked to Brad Tree Living a couple times, and you know, I talked to my agents and my wife, and you know, some former teammates that I had played with that had played in Calgary. And I think one of the best conversation I had was with Jerome McGinley. You know, I played with him. We were line mates in 2013-14 in Boston together. And, you know, we were just talking about things. And, you know, obviously at the start, it's kind of harder to wrap your mind about being traded to your in-province rival. So at the start, you were kind of like, no way you're ever going to waive your normal spot to go to your bitter rival. But, you know, after having some in-depth conversations with a lot of people, you know, good friends with Brian McGrattan, who's a part of the organization, and I had a lot of success as from a team standpoint and from a personal standpoint with Jeff Ward in Boston. We were together there for 7 years. And I think the main thing for me was just getting a fresh start, coming to a good team, a veteran team, a team that took a big step in the right direction last year. You know, for myself, it's just coming in and just helping. I'm not coming in looking to be some sort of savior or anything like that. I don't think it was like that going into Edmonton as well. But, you know, in Edmonton, I think I put a little bit too much pressure on myself to, you know, be this, you know, this leader, this power forward, goal scorer, all this type of stuff. I think I put too much on my plate, too much for me to handle. But, you know, coming into a group like this, I think I could just come in and be myself. And like I said, with the support group that I'll have around me in Calgary, it seemed like the right fit, and that's why I got excited about it and went ahead with it and wanted to become a Calgary Flame.
So what are those conversations like? You call Jerome, maybe you talk to your old assistant coach and Jeff Ward. You mentioned Brian McGrattan, who's obviously in the organization. Are you more curious about the culture of the team, things about the organization, or the city itself? What are you trying to sort of flush out there?
A little bit of everything. You know, just the culture of the team and myself and how I could help the team and what role I would have with the team and stuff like that. And, you know, they're a team that's looking to win now. And, you know, that's one of the things that that I talked to Jerome about was, you know, at my age, you know, you need to be on a team that's, you know, that's competing every night. And for myself, it, it's been like this my whole career. When I'm playing meaningful hockey, I've always played my best hockey. It's just getting back to that. I'm not saying anything bad about the Edmonton Oilers. I did enjoy my 3 years there. It was a lot of fun the first year I was there, you know, making the playoffs and making it to the second round and being one game away from the conference finals. But it just felt like the culture in Calgary fit me a little bit more, and the veteran group fit me a little bit more, and you know, that. So those were a lot of things that we talked about leading up to the trade.
Yeah, it's funny. We talk about it all the time in sports. It's like, you know, does a group of guys that really get along breed winning, or does winning make getting along with everyone so much more easily? And that's not exactly what we're talking about in Edmonton, but it's tough to have a real fun time if you're on a team that's losing a lot and where there's a lot of expectations. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, can you have a real great time and love all your teammates as much as possible if you're in the midst of a losing season?
That's funny. I've never really thought of it that way, but I think there's a little bit of both to it. I think more so, you know, if you're winning, the guys come together more. I think that's just a natural thing that happens. You know, I've been lucky enough in my career to be a part of a lot of really good season teams and some really good playoff teams, and those teams you win with, you seem to have memories of more more fun times with the teams that you win with than the teams that you kind of struggle with and are losing a lot. So you know, I really enjoyed my teammates in Edmonton. A lot of great guys, a lot of great people on that team. For whatever reason, it never really translated onto the ice the last two seasons. And I know for myself, from a personal standpoint, when I talked about having a fresh start, it was, you know, at times it wasn't fun, especially when you're losing and when you're struggling. And for someone that's had success and been a part of really good teams, you know, you get you kind of miss that that being a part of that culture and going to the rink every day trying to get better. Not that I wasn't trying to do that in Edmonton, but it just seemed to not flow, or you know, I can't really put my finger on it, but you know, I think for me personally, I just want to leave the past in the past and worry about the future. And, you know, even the positives, you know, you kind of want to leave the positives in the past. You leave the negatives in the past and worry about what you need to do to make the Calgary Flames a successful team going into the 19-20 season.
So what are you focused on this offseason? Is there a particular thing you'd like to improve in your game, or an area that you're dialed in your offseason training?
Just more, most of all, I think it's just being confident again, being confident with the pucking, being confident in scoring areas, being confident, you know, making plays and all that type of stuff. And obviously, you know, there's skill work that you do every summer. It's interesting, you know, these last 2-3 summers, you know, these has probably been, you know, from looking back at the fitness testing, have been my best 2-3 summers that I've had fitness wise. So I think this year is, I've emphasized more of my on ice stuff in the off season here. Like I said, just being comfortable with the puck and like I said, making plays and being confident in certain areas again. So I think that's the type of things that I'm trying to build on before the season starts. And I think that's why this training camp is going to be even more so important for me, so I can come out of the gates the way I want to for this season.
Last one for you. You did mention Jerome. He probably deserves to have multiple statues of him around the city, arguably the greatest Calgary Flame of all time. What was that like in Boston when you brought him in, and do you have a great Jerome McGinley memory for us?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was great. you know, getting to be line mates with somebody that you really looked up to. I mean, I think he really made a name for himself in the O2 Olympics. I remember watching him in that tournament. And then I remember watching the Flames in 04. And I, you know, after they beat out the Canucks in the first round, I was all Flames all the way in that 04 run. I think that was kind of one of the first years the Flames or those flags came that you could hang off your car. Yeah. We were even hanging them out in Calgary. So, you know, I was feeling the sea of red even in Vancouver back in 04. So to get to play with one of my idols on the same line was truly a highlight of my career. But yeah, as far as memories, you know, the whole season was a great memory playing with him. Unfortunately, we lost in game 7 of the second round that year after winning the President's Trophy. But just learning how he does things on a day-to-day basis, you know, you see it more in practice than you do in the game. And just how, you know, every time he shot the puck, he tried to score. And that's one thing I always took away from playing with him. And, you know, hopefully I can get my touch back when I get to Calgary this year.
Milan, thanks so much for sharing some time with us. Enjoy the remainder of that Los Angeles summer and buckle up for the Calgary autumn. We never know. Anything is possible. It could be 30 degrees or snow, so buckle up.
All right. Can't wait to get up there. See you later, guys.